Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kyle is with us. Gwyneth will be back next week. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. This show is going to be an exercise in ESP, Vince. My phone is still glitchy, and so if I cut out, you're going to have to sort of get it through, through the airwaves by mental telepathy. What I'm saying is the same for you. Huh. I'm sorry about that. If you hadn't sent me that $1,000, I wouldn't have been able to be on the air this morning. I'm just kidding.
Well, be careful. Be careful. It's still wet, so be careful. I mean, don't use it for a couple more weeks.
Well, I'll tell you what, Vince. In this heat, it dries out like in 15 minutes, I have found out.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can use it this afternoon.
So probably, so, yeah. You know, this heat is really saving me a lot of money. My wife doesn't have to use the oven at all. Just stick it out in the car for a little while, and it's all done.
Well, you know, since you mentioned that, interesting story, and you and I like to talk about cars. So yesterday, my son and I were working on the air conditioning system of my old truck, a 2001 Chevrolet pickup truck, a standard Silverado, nothing special. Crank up windows, rubber floor mats, but it does have air conditioning, which is kind of nice. So we have these thermometers, and you know, lots of ways that you can charge an air conditioning system. You can charge them with a manifold gauge and look at the pressure. Some people just use a can tap with a short hose, and they just estimate how much Freon it needs. Some people use thermometers. Typically, I do all three. But yesterday, we had a system that was totally evacuated. It had no Freon in it, and we changed the valves, the charge port valves, because they were leaking, and we put in new ones. And because there's no Freon in it, we pumped the system down, meaning we evacuated all the air and moisture in the system. And we put a dial thermometer, and this is a mechanical dial thermometer, in the vent on the dashboard that the cold air comes out of. And, you know, we're looking at the temperature. And my son said, now, here's what I do when I charge an air conditioning system. Now, this doesn't mean it's right, class, but this is the way I do it. And I've been doing it like this since the 1970, probably. So I've been doing it for 51 years this way. So I read how much an empty system should be charged, how many ounces of refrigerant. And this particular one, let's say, took 32 ounces of Freon. Well, I wanted to put in about 24 to 28. And the reason I don't fill them all the way is because when you charge an air conditioning system to the maximum capacity of refrigerant, it makes the compressor work harder. It's harder to compress the gas into a liquid. It takes more horsepower. The pressures are higher on those old hoses. So these hoses are, 2001, so that's 20 years old. So the rubber hoses, all the parts of the system are 20 years old. The seals are. And so I don't want higher pressures. I'd rather have a little lower pressure if I could. So I don't charge the system all the way. And our son put one of these dial thermometers in the air vent, and he was measuring the temperature. And he said, now, it was 80 degrees outside. So when I, what I look for is typically a 30-degree delta. So if you have, if it's 100 degrees outside, and the air coming out of your vent is 30 degrees less, that's working okay. It really is. That's pretty good. So 30 degrees is a good delta in my book. Well, he said the temperature was 80 degrees coming out of the vent. And we're thinking it's 100 degrees outside. It should be 70. And he said it's 80. So I felt it with my hand on the vent, and I said, no, it's 70. He said, Dad, it's, the thermometer says 80. I said, well, the thermometer's wrong. And, you know, without even looking at the thermometer, I said, it's wrong. So we got another thermometer just like that one. And these came from AutoZone. Okay? They're Chinese thermometers, and they are like the kind you would put in a piece of meat in the oven. They're, the dial's about the size of a quarter, and it has a about a 5-inch stainless steel pointed tip probe, like a barbecue stick, you know, bamboo stick you might barbecue with. That's the diameter of it. And so it's a mechanical device, no batteries, it just has a dial. And so it said 80 degrees. So we got another one, and it said 85 degrees. And he said, we need to put more refrigerant in. I said, no, I'm happy with what we put in. It's just fine with me. And it's 70 degrees. And he was looking at these thermometers, and one said, you know, 80, one said 85. And so I said, yeah, but how about the original one that I had from like 40 years ago? Let's look, try that one. Well, the bottom line was, it was 70 degrees. And I could tell, you know, just by feeling it, I know what 70 degrees feels like, right? He was misled by two of these substandard defective Chinese thermometers that are manufactured specifically for determining the temperature of air coming out of an air conditioning or heating vent. The bottom line is, with defective thermometers, you can diagnose, you can overcharge an air conditioning system, and you can have problems of higher pressures because you go, well, I think it needs more Freon or more refrigerant. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah, you know, I bought a couple of them myself, Vince. I use one in my smoker because I have a probe that, you know, just stick it outside, and I drilled a little tiny hole and stuck it in there. And it was, I like to run, depending on which meat or cheese or whatever I'm smoking, I like to run it up in different temperatures. And I noticed that two of them were different. So I pulled them out, and I looked on the back side of the little tiny dial, you know, where the there's a little piece of metal back there that holds the glass. And it said, made in Yuzhou, Dumb China.
Yeah, you dropped out for a second, but the salient point was it said China?
I said it said made in you so dumb China.
You know,
I can't believe we've done this to ourselves, you know.
Well, my dad told me a story years ago. Right after World War II, you know, we fought the Japanese. They the Japanese attacked us. They bombed and killed thousands of U.S. Navy personnel in 1941. And we looked at Japanese products right after World War II as substandard, kind of the way I look at Chinese products today. And what the Japanese did, you know, our products would say made in USA, U, period, S, period, A, which stood for the United States of America. Well, Japan started marking their products made in USA. USA, Japan, spelled USA, no periods.
Yep.
It did not stand for United States of America. It stood for, you know, a hamlet in Japan called USA. True story.
Yep.
So there
that
were products
true.
Made in USA. It is true. So I'm looking at some meat thermometers, Kyle, and on the internet, I'm looking at the dials of them, and they say things like beef rare, 100, I believe it says 100 and, beef rare, 150 degrees. Now, what if your thermometer was off 20 degrees? And it was really not 150, it was really 130. And you're thinking that you're going to kill all the, you know, the bacteria and you're going to make that beef safe to eat. And your thermometer is off. What about that? Is that a concern, Class? To me it is. Kyle?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, if you cut into pork and you see these little wiggly things wiggling around in there, that's kind of going to, you're going to lose your appetite.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have three of these. I've got them in my hand. Three of these thermometers, they all look identical, and they're for air conditioning systems. One of them is from the 70s, and two of them are relatively new, like, you know, within a year or so. They're purchased at the local big box auto parts store. One of them reads 70 degrees. One of them reads 85 degrees. And one of them reads 90 degrees. Well, what about that? 70 to 90 degrees is a 20 degree delta, just like that meat thermometer I was telling you about. What if your meat thermometer was off 20 degrees? So it's the difference between thinking your air conditioning system is working right or thinking your air conditioning system is not working right. What if the technician that you are paying $200+ to fix your air conditioning system uses one of these thermometers that is reading low, for example? And he says, "Oh no, look, it's ice cold. It says 60 degrees when actually the air is coming out at 80 degrees." So what I'm telling you, Class, is this reputation that I have for being a racist, because I find lots and lots and lots of defective Chinese products that are unbranded. You don't even know who to call. There's no phone number. There's no brand name. You know, these are the things that are sold on eBay. So I have been accused of being a racist because I don't like products that are defective. Now, a defective product to me is a thermometer that's 20 degrees off. Now, let's say you got one of those oral thermometers, you know, like the kind you stick under your tongue, and it's off 2 degrees. What about that? What's the difference between having a temperature of 102 and having a temperature of 100? One of them, you're pretty sick, right? One of them, well, you know, let's take an aspirin and lots of fluids, and let's see if we get better. The other one is cause for, you know, we're getting close to going to the emergency room. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, you know, I will say one way to try to help you folks, if you are buying those kind of dial thermometers and you go into the store, it might pay for you to go check the thermometer of the store. I know, like in AutoZone, when I go in there, they have their little thermometer kind of right back in a corner there, and it'll tell you what the thermometer is set on in the store, and you can just see it. You don't have to go behind the counter or nothing. And if it says 70 degrees, and I go out there to the group of these, you know, little placards that's got these dial thermometers in them, and there you find two or three that's reading at 70, you've got a better chance than something, obviously, that's reading 75 or 80, you know. So research and kind of think for yourself a little bit. Don't just take everything right off the shelf without thinking.
Yeah, we come back, I'll tell you about levels. And I'm talking about 2-foot levels, 4-foot levels, 6-foot levels. You know, the kind that, you know, if you're building a house, you'd want to have to make sure, you know, the framing is vertical. Let's talk about that. You won't believe what I'm going to tell you when we come back.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot keys? You've got your... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Arjun will be with you in just a second. Kyle's with me. And I just want to let you all know that you may be a racist if you talk about substandard China products. If you find that they're unsafe, they're dangerous, and they could hurt you. And I'm going to talk about that too, how some of these products are really dangerous and can send you to the emergency room. So if you talk about defective Chinese products, you could be branded, as I am, by the internet filth, the trolls on the internet, you could be termed a racist. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome. You're on with Kyle and me.
Hey, Vincent. I wanted to talk about water, but just a comment about the racist thing. Like, these China actually spends a lot of money on propaganda. So anything that you say which goes against China, they will actually come after you. So I mean, like, there is a lot of ads that you will see, like Asian hate. By that, they all mean that, like, it's just like, don't hate the Chinese. Don't call the China virus as China virus. It's okay to call, like let's say, the Delta variant, which is originated in India from the Chinese virus, as Indian virus. But it's not okay to call China virus or Wuhan virus. So it's all propaganda. And they spend a lot of money on this thing. But, like, what I called about was about water. I heard, like, in few programs back, I heard that it's not okay to take the water from the ground. So to avoid this fluoride, like, on your property, is it okay to actually, you know, what I don't know, like, I have, like, public water. So I don't know, like, how I can actually get water from the ground. Should I dig up? And then, like, if I do that, then, like, what filters should I use? Like, the filters are very costly. They are, like, $230, $250. And then there is another thing called reverse osmosis filters. So which one do you recommend, and what should I do with the water from the ground thing?
Okay, so here's my thought on water. The deeper the well, generally, the better the quality of the water, okay? Because the water has gone through the earth, and the earth is the filter media, okay, or the medium for filtering out the water. And it takes a long time for water to go down several hundred feet. You know, we're talking hundreds or thousands of years to get down that low. So here's what... And because it's dark down there, there's no light, it's hard for life to grow. But if you have an underground aquifer, and you're near a train track, or you're near a road where 18-wheelers go thump, thump, thump down the road and hit the potholes, those shock waves get sent through the ground. Now, here's why that's important. If you have a neighbor, and the neighbor could be miles away, and they live near a road where there are 18-wheelers or railroad tracks that have these little gaps, and the railroad cars go thump, 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 thump. Those shock waves can cause a void between the well casing and the ground. So when it does rain, puddles of polluted water can seep around the well casing, the well pipe, and into the water. And then you get to drink it. So the bottom line is, no one really knows exactly what's in one's water every moment. Now, yesterday you could have had it tested, and you could have gotten the results back yesterday, and it could be very low bacteria count, a very low toxin count, very low chemical count. Everything looks good. And then an 18-wheeler goes by, cracks the area around the dirt around the well pipe of a neighbor, and then there's a torrential rain, and water puddles up around the well of your neighbor, and all the stuff from the garage, you know, like the insecticides, like the engine oil, like the gasoline, you know, spills from the flooding, and it goes right down the neighbor's well into the water supply that you all get to drink. So the bottom line is, it's difficult to tell whether the water is good at any moment, but you can get a rough thumbnail, and most counties will test your water for a couple dollars, maybe $5, maybe $3. You send them a sample of cold water, and they'll tell you about bacteria, etc., but they're not going to test for everything, because that could cost thousands of dollars. I've got a couple more comments when we come back, if you just hold with us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As voter integrity is on the line in America, the New York City Board of Elections apologized Tuesday after election errors were discovered in the Democrat mayoral primary. Somehow 135,000 test ballots were added to official election results. Terrorists are blending in with migrants entering Panama in an effort to get to the United States. That's according to Panama Minister of Foreign Affairs, Erica Muñiz. She says Panama's biometric identification measures have recognized and detained individuals linked to extremist groups attempting to pass through the country with migrants. The Pacific Northwest heat wave has been linked to dozens of deaths in Canada. Lytton reached 121 degrees Fahrenheit Tuesday. It's the third consecutive day the British Columbia town had smashed the country's all-time high temperature record. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Buildings collapsing under their own weight in the United States very rarely happens. Since 2000, less than a handful have failed, leading to deaths due to our extensive laws and inspections during construction. The 22nd and Market building collapse in 2013 killed 6 in Philadelphia. The Miami-Dade College parking garage in 2012 killed 4. And in 2000, the Park Avenue apartment building collapse in Los Angeles killed 1. So what happened last week in Surfside, Florida? Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As the search and rescue mission continues at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, the effort to discover the cause of that collapse has just begun, with preliminary efforts focusing on a 2018 inspection that found cracks in concrete columns, beams, and walls in the building's parking garage. Alan Kilschheimer is a structural engineer who's been hired by the city to investigate the collapse. He tells CNBC that multiple factors may have caused the collapse and that he will be looking for the trigger.
The issue is that when you have cracks, depending on the size, the cracks alone generally are not a major cause of a problem. The reinforcing steel, when you look at rusted reinforcing steel, it'll look like a lot of rust, but rust is an expansive material on steel, so you have to wire brush the steel. You get the rust off and you see how much good metal is left. So, you know, they all will be some of the things that possibly could have contributed to the collapse in some form or another, but you have to find the trigger also of what actually precipitated the collapse.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so Arjun has a couple questions about water. Kyle's with us. And so just to round out this discussion, when we were looking at buying this farm, one of the things that I wanted to do was taste the water. Now, how do you taste the water when there's no well on your property? Well, I decided before we bought the property that Mrs. Finelli and I should meet the neighbors. Now, we know where the farm is because we're going to buy the farm, right? So we visited the neighbors that were close to us and rang and knocked on the door and said, "Hey, I'm Vin Finelli. This is my wife, Mrs. Finelli. And we're considering buying land near you. And we're just wondering, you know, if we could just talk to you and introduce ourselves. And by the way, can we have a glass of water? And you can tell whether water is turbid just by looking at it. You can tell whether it's cloudy. You can ask what kind of water treatment equipment your neighbors have. And why would you do that? Because they get their water from exactly the same place that you're going to get yours. So when I called the Department of Natural Resources in the corrupt state of Missouri, I asked, and I talked to a wonderful person. Now, the state's corrupt, but not everybody in the state is corrupt. So I talked to one of the scientists in Missouri about water. And this particular scientist said, so where is this land? And I said, here's the exact location. So she looked it up in her database, and she said, okay, it's going to be about 238 feet, and there are 17 wells in, you know, within a mile, or 2 miles, or 3 miles, and the range is, you know, how many feet deep? And yours is going to be on your property 238 feet. So she knew that the water was of good quality because they test the water and they get lots of reports and they have databases of problems with water. Now I think that, you know, actually having the government involved with, mapping wells and knowing where the wells are and keeping people from dumping, you know, toxins in the water wells is a good thing. So, our well is 238 feet. Exactly what she said it was going to be. So I think you should place a call to your state. And in West Virginia, I believe it's the Department of Environmental Protection. They're in Charleston, West Virginia. And they can tell you all the answers that you have for the questions that you have about water and the quality of water and, you know, the pH of the water, whether it is hard water or soft water. They can tell you all about it and what kind of treatment you would need, whether you need to remove iron or whether there's bacteria in the water. They have all the answers. And it's a free call, and we've already paid them to do it. So I think you should do that. In terms of cost of a well, they're darn expensive. We drilled a well in West Virginia for our property there when we had it, and it was on top of a mountain, and it was 508 feet deep. So in the 1990s, that well cost us about $10,000, and we got 1 gallon a minute, which is nothing. Okay, here we have 10 gallons a minute. So, depending on where you live, the depth that you are going to have to drill your well can change. And a deep well is a really expensive well because, number one, there's a deeper hole in the ground, and then you have to have a pump that can push up water. Now, how much does the water column weigh in a well that's 508 feet deep? About 800 pounds. It takes a lot of work to lift 800 pounds. And so you'd need a pump that could do that. So now as far as getting rainwater off your roof, I would never do that. Maybe for a garden, but that's it. Because of all the insect poop, the bird poop, the chemical sprays, etc., that are in the air that fall down, the radioactivity, all of that falls down, lands on your roof, it sits there until the next rain, and then your roof gets washed by the rain, and you get to concentrate all that in your rain catchment system. Kyle, do you have any comments?
Well, the only thing I can say, Arjun, is you do want some kind of a filter. And I'm sorry if my phone's glitchy. I can't tell whether you're hearing me or not. But get some kind of a good Berkey water filter or build you one, you know, with those good heavy-duty carbon elements, especially for your drinking water. But usually speaking, the more you can stay out of an urban area, the further away from an urban area you can get, the better off you are. If you're stuck where you are, then I've never owned in my whole life, I've never owned a water filtering system other than a Berkey. And I'm talking about, you know, the more commercial ones, but because I've always been very blessed that I've been on incredible aquifers that have had excellent water. So that I can't really tell you anything about that.
Okay, so this Berkey.
Okay, so
this. Yeah. So I was saying that this Berkey filter, is it like that gravity filter, and is it like under $300? You see, like yesterday I saw like all the filters that I see, they are at least $300. And you know, like when I was growing up, like these gravity filters, they were quite cheap. So I can't believe, you know, like they are very costly. All these filters are very costly.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And Berkey has in my opinion, they have a spotty reputation. I used to be a Berkey dealer, and I stopped selling them because I had a problem with the manufacturing process of the carbon element being attached to the stem, the plastic stem that would screw into the base of the upper canister. And I had some defective ones, and I called them and I told them about that, and they told me that I had to send in all the defective ones, and they would evaluate them, and then they'd replace them. And I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that because I've got a whole bunch of them. And then they said, well, all right, here's what you have to do. You have to crush them and then send us the pieces, and then we'll send you replacements. I said, I'm not doing that. I said, I can send you some pictures, and that's as far as I'm going. I am not going to send you back defective filters for replacement, and I'm not going to do it for my customers either. I kind of thought, you know, I was talking to Berkey, that I kind of thought you would take care of this and want your customers to have the right product, not the defective product. Because they admitted to me that, yeah, we had a whole batch of these things, and yeah, they're defective. So when I explained it to them, they knew exactly what I was talking about, but they wouldn't trust me. So I decided that I would not be a Berkey dealer, and I said, okay, so close my account. I talked to headquarters. I know the CEO. I told one of his minions to close my account, and he said, you'll have to do that in writing. And I told him he's out of his mind. I'm not doing another thing. So I said, just close my account. We're doing it on the phone. I'm not spending any more effort with Berkey. So I met on the phone a guy who is the CEO of the Propure Water Filter Company. And he had so many problems with Berkey, as I did, that he started his own company. And that's the water filtration system that we use here at our farm. We use the Propure system. I think it's a great idea. It's got silver-infused ceramic shell. You can wash the shell with, if you'd like, if it gets build up on it. It has carbon granules, just like the Berkey has a carbon block. This has carbon granules, and this one will filter out fluoride built in. So I like the Propure system better. Now the canisters look the same. You know, they're two canisters, one on top of the other with a spigot, and they work very much the same. It's a gravity filter. So if you're asking me what I use, it's Propure. If you're asking me what some of our instructors use, it's Propure. If you're asking what some other instructors use, it's Berkey, because Berkey came out before Propure came out. So yeah. Those are that. That's,
let me
that's,
chime in there. You know,
and what I said
with you. Hang on just a second, Arjun. I have bought my Berkey. To be honest with you, I was not going to pay $300 for a water filter because my water wasn't that bad. But I come across one at a gun show one time, and a guy had inherited it from his father-in-law and had the four filter big Berkey system sitting there for $50. And so that's why I own a Berkey. But my water is so good right now. We haven't used that Berkey in 6 years. So anyway, so I agree with Vince. I've heard the same thing about Propure, and I just forgot about them. I would go with the Propure, like Vince said, because I have heard some bad things about some of the quality control of the Berkey as well. So I'll just drop it at that and let you guys go on.
Okay, so here's the whole point. So you have this carbon block. It is heated coconut shells, okay, and that's where the carbon comes from. So it's heated coconut shells, and the dust, if you will, from this charcoal is compressed into a cylinder, and the cylinder has a hole drilled in it, and cemented to this vertical hole in the cylinder is a spigot, and there's like a resin, a plastic type glue that holds this threaded plastic piece of pipe to the carbon block filter, and then you attach the filter to the canister by means of this threaded plastic pipe. Now, what happened was the plastic came separated from the carbon block filter because it wasn't glued properly. They said they got a bad batch of glue. All right, so what happened was the water would go around the carbon block filter, bypass it, and go through the crack between the plastic and the carbon block filter, and it would race into the bottom canister. So it appeared that you had a filter. It appeared that it worked, but instead of hearing drip, 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 you heard drip, 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 drip of the water coming, bypassing the filter. So the filter wasn't working. That's why I was concerned about this. And Berkey gave me a hard time, and they gave me a hard enough time that I decided I didn't want to do business with them. Okay, I had the CEO on the air with me several times. I met him in person, and I thought, gosh, he won't even talk to me. He won't talk to me. I'm a customer. I know who he is. And I couldn't get a satisfactory resolution, so I stopped dealing with Berkey. Now, that doesn't mean that they have a bad product now. It means that at one time they had a defective product, and they didn't resolve it to my satisfaction. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? So the bottom line is, just go with ProPure. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Arjun, if the amount of money is a problem for you, I can arrange to have a ProPure water filtration system shipped to you directly at less cost than you would.
Just saying that it's such a big thing, but like it's not a problem. The thing is that there are lots of questions in front of me, and I don't have any skills. For example, I've never done the things that I'm doing right now. So, for example, I've never painted in my life. So I started painting, learned painting, how I painted. I've never removed, flooring in my, flooring. So I did, flooring in the house. So, I mean, there are many, many questions, and there are, I don't have any skills. So I'm just learning a little by little, whatever I can.
Good for you, Arjun. I've got Ken in Florida on hold. He's been on hold for 18 minutes.
I'm going to
have to take... We'll talk another time.
Yep.
But congratulations for jumping in
and
doing these things.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us and calling in from Florida. Ken. Ken, welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you. Yeah, and thank you for patiently waiting for, you know, 20-something minutes. That's very kind of you. Yeah, please continue.
You can do an ice bath to calibrate your temperature gauges. If you follow the stem or the probe up to the base of the dial, if it has a hex on it to where you can use like a 10-millimeter or a half-inch wrench, you can hold the base and turn the dial whichever direction you need to go to calibrate it. You stick in an ice bath for about 15 minutes.
Okay. So what you're saying is an ice bath is going to be 32 degrees Fahrenheit, period, and you should be able to calibrate it on the low end at 32 degrees just by turning that hex on the base of the probe, where the probe meets the disc under the dial. Great answer.
If it doesn't have the hex on there, there's no way to calibrate it.
Yeah. Now, I've got three of them in my hand right now, and all three, two of them seem to be a copy of the others, because one of them was built in the 70s, maybe 1970, when I was learning how to be an air conditioning technician, and the other ones are newer versions, Chinese copies of that. And during the break, I went to weigh them, but I didn't have a scale accurate enough, and I wanted to see how much material the new version had been lightened by the current production methods to save material. But yes, I will do that after the broadcast, and I'm looking forward to getting all of these thermometers to be read the same. But have you noticed what I'm talking about? This wide, okay. 10 and 20 degrees?
20 years old, yes. And the current ones aren't as accurate.
Now, do you think that's because the Chinese that make these inaccurate ones are in a hurry? Or do you think that that's just a step where they say, you know what, plus or minus 10, 20 degrees, that's close enough?
Inferior manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what it is. And on your ACs, undercharging it, is actually better because the person before you could overcharge it with oil, and oil takes up the space of the Freon because it's a liquid. And if you put the same amount of Freon in it, you'll have an overcharge condition with high head pressures and it won't cool.
Right. So am I hearing you say that you like the method that we use and you and I use the same method?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if that year truck, you probably got a CCOT, clutch cyclone orifice tube system.
Yeah.
Some of those will have an adjustable pressure switch on the low end to where you can make the compressor stay in just a little bit longer to get it cooler with the lower Freon truck.
All right. Ken, let me ask you this. Do you like the newer Asian-style compressors, the multi-piston compressors that have variable compression versus, stepped variable compression? Or do you like the older kind that has the clutch? So the newer kind, there's no clutch, and it's turning, with every revolution of the engine, that compressor is spinning, compared to the clutch system that the compressor itself does not spin until it's called for electronically and the clutch engages electronically. Is there one that you prefer over the other?
Well, the Japanese compressors are the best. The axial type, it's got six pistons and a swash plate. And because the Tecumseh compressors, the two-piston big compressor type, or the York, whatever you want to call them.
Right, York or Tecumseh, So you like the axial, and so do I. Smaller pistons rather than one or two pistons that Ford and Chrysler used in, let's say, the 60s and 50s and 60s. Now, didn't General Motors or Harrison Division of General Motors, didn't they invent that axial-type compressor?
Yeah, they had the A6 compressor, the big, about a foot long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still got repair kits so I can change the shaft seals in those AC shaft seals.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And our John Deere tractor has an A6 Harrison compressor, and it works just great. It's got a nice oil sump in there, and it has a clutch, electrically controlled clutch. And this tractor is a 1984 model tractor. So I undercharge it. And with the refrigerant, and it really works great. The other thing that I do, Ken, is I like using propane and butane as a refrigerant. Have you ever used that?
I've heard about it. People have done it and blown dashes out of vehicles.
It's never happened to me, and I undercharge that as well. Are you talking about an explosion?
Yes, where they put it in the car to get by with it for a cheap fix. Boom, the dash blows up.
It has not happened to me. I've never had a problem. I've been doing it for about 30 years. Kyle, are you off to work now?
Nope. I got done conquered Norway before the program, so I'll be here the next hour if you want.
Well, that sounds great. That sounds wonderful. Ken, thank you so much. Kyle and I will be right back.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.